Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we continue and conclude our study of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 33, titled, Husbands Love. This is part 2 of 2. Amen. Jenny and I, you know, we're so busy with life. And we tried to get the kids in there just once or twice a week reading the Bible. And it was rough. It's hard. Everybody's got stuff going on. The older they get, teenagers and everything, get scheduled. And what do you do? Just keep trying. God's not going to strike you dead because you don't do it perfectly. And we got so busy moving and everything. One day I looked at it and said, Jenny, we've got to get back into our Bible reading time. I mean, we were reading on our own and coming to church and all that, but we like to have time together. So what do? Repent and sackcloth and ashes. We failed. No, we just decided, okay, why not now? So we did. Started it all over again. You can do that right now. You can do it. Not right now. You can do that tonight. Sometime later today. Reality check. Christ gave Himself for the purpose of what?
Blessing.
So that means that you boys get married, don't start holding it over your head and say, well, I gave up so much for you. And you don't appreciate it at all. People do that. Men should do likewise for their wives. What? You give up whatever needs to be given up because of your love for her and your desire to bless her. And if you marry someone like that, you'll be as happy as I am.
Amen.
Read verse 27. That He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now you know why we sang that song and butchered it earlier. Because it's exactly from the Scripture. Isn't that great, these hymns, man? It's just so full of scriptural truth and everything. And He wanted to bless His bride and present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. That it should be holy and without blemish. You should love your wife and want to better her, to help her along. And you do that not by making her love you more, making her love Jesus more. Christian marriage is one of the weirdest things you'll see on the planet. One of the only types of marriage where the husband tries to help his wife fall in love with another man. Well. And my wife loving Jesus makes the marriage all so much better.
Amen.
Amen. Simple fact, it is in your own self-interest to love your wife. This, I don't want this to be your motive, but you need to understand God said it, so it's true. So ought men to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife,
loves himself.
Yeah. And mama's happy, everybody's happy. Amen. It's unnatural not to love your own wife. When I see a man that don't love his own wife, there's something wrong. There has to be something wrong with his relationship with the Lord. You cannot be right with God and not love your wife. And if your wife is a, you know, real piece of work, then you still love her and you're still trying to minister to her, and then you might come to the pastor and say, you know, I need prayer. My wife is just driving me crazy or whatever. We will pray for her. But you just demonstrated you love her by coming to the pastor and saying, I need to pray for my wife. I need for you to help me. I need for you to pray for me. That's what it means to love. Folks, some of us might be in a situation and hopefully years down the road if the Lord tarries, but Your wife may lose her mental capacity, physically, may not be able to function. You still going to love her? I mean, you'd love the wedding counseling, the marriage counseling, because I sit there and look at them. I said, "Let's. What if all that person sitting across from you could do is lay in a bed, look at you, and drool? You ready for that? If not, don't get married." You're going to stand up there before God and man, say, for better or worse, in sickness and in health. So long as we both shall live, till death do us part. That's a serious thing to say and not mean it. And how many times you've heard the stories, and I've known a couple occasions in my own personal life. Somebody got sick and laid up, and the other party decided to party. It's a shame, a disgrace. Should never have been married. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh. We're talking men of sound mind there. But nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. I mean, everybody you know, even if they're not real good at it, they really do try to take care of the Mr. Me. You know, and you men who got up and shaved and took a shower and other things and fixed your hair and put on clothes you thought would make you look... Yeah, you're loving yourself. Just saying. That's what it's all about. These women, you know, some of these women I've known, they get up and they put on all this stuff and fix their hair and get dressed. I mean, it's like an hour a day or, you know, it's like, man, what in the world? But they just loving themselves, amen? Loving themselves. Well, that is very little real... You know, you think about it, in a day's time, that's 1 hour out of your day to love yourself. That's how little effort you really have to put forward to love the other person. It just takes a little effort. So when you're not doing it at all, it means you're not putting any effort into it. It just takes a little effort. Husbands and wives are what? Jesus said that in, we read verses 6 and 7. Verse 8, Jesus said, and they twain shall be what? So then they are no more twain, but what?
One flesh.
One flesh. What's that mean? I thought I had another scripture there. What that means is that when a man and a woman come together in marriage, we're talking the Bible here. We're not talking about your Christian bookstore or anything else. The Bible says that a man and a woman come together and they consummate that marriage sexually. And from that point on, they are one flesh. And if you don't believe that, just look it up. If a man and woman are pronounced man and wife by Greg Miller or Justice of the Peace or whatever, and they do not consummate, then one of the partners can go down to the courthouse and have that annulled. Because it's not legally considered a marriage until there is sexual consummation, and that's based on the Bible, believe it or not. This country's laws were based on Scripture. And that is the beginning of marriage, one flesh. That's it. Now, that means that you are to not only see that for what it is, consummation of the marriage, but you are to look at each other as one flesh. You're to see each other as God sees you, as one flesh. And Christian couples are also in the body of Christ together. Think of the closeness that, and I'll tell you, I'm closer to Jenny than I am any other human being on the planet. If not, there would be a problem. We are one flesh. We are also brother and sister. We are in the body of Christ. One body. Not only one flesh as husband and wife, we're in the one body of Christ. Your Christian spouse should be the closest person in your life. And if not, pray about that and start working on that. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. For we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. He's saying that's as deep as it gets, folks, in this life. It won't get any deeper till we're in His presence. The rapture, resurrection. So let's break this down. She is your wife. She is your own flesh. She is your sister. We're talking Christian marriages here. If you're married to an unsaved person, you've got your work cut out for you because you did it wrong. That's it. We're of the same body, with the same spirit, going to the same heaven. Amen? It's a shame how often I see men treat other women better than they treat their own wives. I have not seen that of anybody in this room, or I would confront you. And I'm not kidding, because we had somebody come in here some years ago, and I did confront them. And I've confronted a number of men through the years as I've pastored and been assistant pastor. It is a disgrace for a man to treat other women better than he treats his own wife.
Yeah.
I've seen some men who professing Christians, they see another woman and their eyes light up. They're, oh, especially the pretty ones. Oh, and they just flutter. And then their wife comes in and they're like, what do you want? That's funny on TV, but it shouldn't be in reality. Amen? I was going to say that some of these men treat their wives like Fred treated Aunt Esther. You remember that show, Fred Sanford?
You big dummy.
You big dummy. That's how a lot of Christian men, not a lot, some Christian men I've seen treat their own wives. Read verse 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. That's leaving and cleaving. Now, mama's boys make bad husbands. Any of you men in here, mama's boys, listen. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my mom. You can even see on social media where I've typed, I love my mommy. I'm not ashamed of the fact I love my mom. I love my grandma. But let me tell you something they don't do. And to their credit, they've never tried. But if they did, I wouldn't let them. They never interfere. And you got some mama's boys who can't let go of mama calling the shots. And the wife is stuck dealing with not just a husband, but his mama. I had a couple come to marriage counseling. I was supposed to do their wedding. And when I told them this, they never came back. Because we had a mama's boy, and then we had also had the girl who was like overly close to her mom. Didn't like the idea that God said that. They weren't mad at me. So what did they do? They went looking for a preacher who would tickle their ears. They had itching ears, and they wanted to hear what they wanted to hear. Love and respect mom and pop, but wife is your priority. If not, don't get married.
Amen.
Do your soon-to-be spouse a favor and don't marry them because they don't need that. And we are again reminded of the fact that this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. In other words, men, you want to know anything about how you ought to get along with your wife, think about Christ and the church. And meditate on that and how it ought to affect you as a husband. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. If a lot of men treated their wives half as good as they treated themselves, divorce rates would drop by half. And that's vice versa. The shoe fits. That's where it goes. Amen? And the wife see that she reverence her. Ooh, reverence. I was driving down the road the other day, and I said something, and Jenny said, oh, thank you, Lord. I said, you're welcome. True story. She says, I was talking to Jesus. I said, well, Abraham was called Lord by Sarah, so I just took it that... Huh? And she said, I'm not Sarah. I'm hungry. On that note, move on before I die. Reminder, it's not the wife's place to straighten out her husband. We talked about this last week, but to pray for him and live out a Christian example. But we also go back and watch last week's study because there is a time for intervention. And I just have to throw that in there, that it's reverence. It's not worship. He's not your God. And it's not when he calls you to sin or do something that is wrong. And I just have to make that clear. So men, as that picture we showed earlier, you're not her God. And you are to please God as you bless your wife and please your wife and love your wife. So keep all that straight. This is important, and we're going to close up with this, but this is important implications to your personal relationship with Christ, men. Question, are you keeping His words? John 14:23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will do what?
Keep my words.
And my Father will
love him.
And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So what happens if you don't keep His words? You're going to have trouble. God wants to treat you like a good, obedient child, but if you're not doing what He says in His Word, He can't treat you like that. That means if you're not loving your wife as you ought to, He's going to have to deal with you. Chastisement, rebuke. Some people have to be taught things the hard way. Amen?
Amen.
None of this is difficult if you're born again.
Amen.
Shouldn't be difficult. D.L. Moody said this, quote, if I wanted to find out whether a man was a Christian, I wouldn't ask his minister. I would go ask his wife. If a man doesn't treat his wife right, I don't want to hear him talk about Christianity. What is the use of this talking about salvation for the next life if he has no salvation for this?
Amen.
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 Mark, yeah. There's a thing about cults. But also within Christendom, there's these people who live this plastic Christianity where they put on a front.
Yeah.
When they're in front of other Christians and they go to church and everything. There's a way around that is if when you get to know the wife and you realize she's miserable, she's being mistreated. And you'll find that in cults a lot. As a fella growing up, when I was in high school and a little bit after, he had a reputation for being a real go-getter for the Lord. But he was a part of an apostolic cult. Denied the Trinity, preached work salvation. He had to speak in tongues, be baptized, name Jesus only, be saved, and all that. But he looked so authentic. Then I got to know him. He's a fake. He was an abuser. He was a perv. He was a liar. He was a cheat. He was a scam. There are people... This goes to the issue of salvation. There are people that we think, how could they go to hell? They're such good people. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Great white throne, you're going to see what really was going on with that person.
Yeah.
Anybody reject Jesus, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Any husband claim to know Jesus and abuse or mistreat their wife, there's something wrong. It'll work out. It'll come out in the wash, as they say. If you're right with God, you'll be right with a godly Christian spouse.
Amen.
And finally, none of this is difficult if you love the Lord. John 14:15, Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
Not to be saved, but because you are saved.
Amen.
If you love me, keep my commandments. And that's how we're going to end it. Let's have prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your Word. Been such a wonderful time with your people. And just can't thank you enough for so much, so many things, salvation and Spirit teaching us in your Word. But this gathering of saints, being with other believers and learning your Word and the fellowship and everything. And so all we can do is give Jesus all the glory and the credit. And I pray the husbands here today, being the focal point of the study, will see that the real key is to love you above all else and to be as sacrificial as you were and are. To have a Christ-like attitude of giving up so that we can bless others. And that goes across the board for husbands, wives, children. Everyone and anyone who professes to be a born-again Christian, a believer in Jesus Christ, we should love Jesus above all else and then just simply seek to be a vessel of blessing toward others. And that includes preaching the gospel to the lost and even angering people as we take a stand for what's right, that we do it because we love them. And we do that because we love you. And so let love be the motivator of all we say and do. Love of Jesus Christ. In His precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.